Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Al Heist. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting eighth. The catcher, L. Tapp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Cardwell. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Casco. Batting second. The center fielder, Veda Pinson. Batting third. The right fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Wally Post. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Frank Robinson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim O'Toole. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jim O'Toole. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Casco fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco strikes out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinson moves to third. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bell. The throw from Tapp and he is out, Zimmer applying the tag. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heist hits a ball on the ground towards third. Casco fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp strikes out. Two outs. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 1 in the game. Casco hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashburn strikes out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Zimmer strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. Post strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heist is 0 for 1 in the game. Heist hits a ball on the ground towards third. Casco fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Casco fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Reds. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan strikes out. 1 out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bailey moves to second. Jim O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Toole bunts towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Bailey moves to third. Martin moves to second. 2 outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 2 in the game. Casco hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Tapp takes first base on ball 4. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on O'Toole. Tapp moves to second. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardwell hits a pop-up towards the mound. O'Toole settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tapp moves to third. 2 outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Casco fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Pinson reaches second base with a double. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 2 in the game. Post hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Reds. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks strikes out. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heist is 0-for-2 in the game. Heist hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Gurnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas scores. There goes Santo trying to get to third. Pinson throws the ball into Casco, who tags Santo for the out. It's 3-1, Reds. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Toole hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-3 in the game. Casco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Pinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Casco moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Grady Hatton pinch hits for LTAP. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. O'Toole fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bauschi pinch hits for Don Cardwell. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Schaefernoth now pitching. Mo Thacker now catching. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-3 in the game. Post hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thomas. Post reaches second base with a double. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Post moves to third. Robinson moves to second. One out. Joe Gaines pinch runs for Frank Robinson. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-3 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Post scores. Gaines moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, Reds. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martin is walked intentionally. Jim O'Toole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Toole is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Toole hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs won. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Anderson now playing first base. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zimmer hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.